好，谢谢师母为我们准备十一月份的蛋糕。
Thank you, Pastor, for preparing the birthday cake for November.
I'd like to share a message today.
今天想要分享的讯息
是唯一的名。
It's the only name.
那么这篇讯息呢，是因为一件事情产生的。
The reason I choose this topic is because of the reason. There's a reason.
因为我前几天我看见一个基督教报纸的报道。
It was a few days ago I read on an article on the Christian Chronicle.
他说60%的基督徒不相信圣灵。
And about 60%+ of the believer does not believe in the existence of Holy Spirit.
60%以上的基督徒，他们想其他的宗教也可以带领人进入天国。
More than 60% of the Christian believe that there are other ways to be saved.
所以我今天就要特别讲这个很重要的信息。
So that's why today I want to share this particular message.
在我们进入主题之前，
Before we start the topic,
我请大家特别为我们后天礼拜二早上的那个 sewer system 哈，我们要修理。
I want to ask everyone's prayer for a scheduled repair next Tuesday for our sewer system.
他们可能整天都要在这边修理。
It's likely that the repair crew is going to be here all day.
他们要重新装两个 pump.
That they need to install two new pumps.
然后两个新的 pipe.
And two new pipes.
然后呢，用我们最新已经做已经有的这个电力的系统
，which needs to be connected to an existing electrical system.
所以呢，我们求主保守整个事情可以完全。
So let's ask to watch through this whole repair process.
那么最近我自己家里面发生了很多事情。
There are also a couple of things happened at my own home.
那我偷偷告诉大家，因为我做了一个很严肃的祷告。
Let me share this with you. This is the serious prayer of mine.
我跟神讲，我说我们教会的家庭是我遮盖的。
I told the Lord that I am responsible for covering the families of this church.
所以任何对他们的攻击，先到我这边来。
So if there are any attacks.To these families, I ask that for these attacks to be redirected to me.
所以我最近家里面有些事情发生了。
So after that prayer, something started happening in my home.
第一个，我们家的那个 sewer line, 我们出了问题。
First is that my own sewer line had a problem.
那个污水跑出来了。
There were unrecycled water that came out.
所以我找了一个人来赶快帮我通一下。
So I hired a repair person to try to fix it.
花了$400。
Spent about $400.
哎，这很贵的。
It's quite expensive.
Yeah. 那么在前一阵子有一天晚上大风吹。
And a few nights ago when there was a big storm.
Yeah. 那我们家前面的大树有一根主干的树干被吹断。
There was a main branch on the tree in front of that house was broken.
感谢主没有打向我们的屋顶，是打向另外一边。
I thank the Lord that when the branch fell, it fell in front of the house, not on top of the house.
那么我们家的热水器有一天不热了。
And also one day that our water heater at our home no longer functioned.
那么我outlet 那个 power outlet 坏掉了。
And also one of the power outlets in our home was broken.
就是电插座没有电。然后呢，我问了我的邻居说，你有没有好的电工可以帮助我修理
？I asked my neighbor for recommendation of an electrician.
他说me.
And the neighbor said that I am one.
所以呢，刚好那天下午2点钟就下班了。
So at So that day when he told me, he got off work early at 2 p.m.
所以他就来我们家花了两个小时修理。
And so he came to our house and started the repair.
一毛钱都不跟我收。
And he didn't ask me to pay him.
所以在这种攻击之中还可以看见上帝的恩典。
So even in the midst of all these problems, I still see the grace of God.
他非但帮我修好了。
Not only he helped me to fix the electrical problem,
检查我们当中的电线。
He also checked through all the electrical wires.
他说你很幸运。
He said that I was very blessed.
因为你们家有电线走火的迹象。
Because I've seen some signs of electrical fire, or possibility of electrical fire.
很可能会发生火灾的。
It's likely to cause a fire.
我说感谢赞美主。
So I thank the Lord for protection.
因为这个帮我修理的人
，The person who helped me to do the repair，
他是一个退休的火警 fire captain.
He also has another job, which is a fire marshal.
Yeah, fire marshal. Yeah. 那么他就住在我家隔壁。
And he happened to be my neighbor.
所以呢，感谢赞美主。然后呢，我们家的煤气上个礼拜又不能够 work.
And then last week our gas system started having problem as well.
那么我的另外一个邻居告诉我说，哎，我们那里有一个 earthquake sensor.
And my other neighbor told me that near our house there is an earthquake sensor.
那个就是说，如果说地震的话，它会自动的把煤气给关掉。
So the function of the earthquake sensor is that if it detects movement, it will automatically shut down the gas for safety.
我从来不知道有这个东西。
I never knew such system exist.
所以他告诉我了以后呢，那我就去 reset.
So that now I know I want to do a reset.
重新开始。
And I restarted.
两个小时都没问题。
About 2 hours later, everything seems to be back.
然后两个小时之后呢，他又不行了。
But after 2 hours,It started having problem again.
所以我在打电话叫 PG&E 来修。
So I called PG&E.
他说，我说这个东西可能要重新换。
I told him that there's possibility that this earthquake detection system is broken.
第二天他来的时候
，The second day PG&E showed up.
他用十秒钟把我修好了。
Took him about 10 seconds to fix this.
他就是说，你转这个东西，因为上面说你只要转八分之一的 turn， 哈，就八分之一转。
It says the instruction says that you need to reset it by turning.
但他说，事实上呢，你要差不多要四分之一到二分之一这样狠狠的转一下。
But in reality, you have to turn it all the way to about a quarter.
就好了。
And that's how you fix it.
啊，这又是另外一个恩典。
And that's another grace that I can see.
所以呢，再过一阵子呢，我们家冰箱又坏掉了。
And shortly after that, our fridge started having problems.
那这个冰箱坏掉了以后，我们就慌了。
We were very concerned.
所以呢，赶快把冰箱的东西就暂时搬到教会里面来。
Move all our fridge, the food, everything to the refrigerator in church.
刚好那一天呢，有一个家庭忘了把他的水饺带走。
There was a family who forgot to and left behind a bag of dumplings.
所以我们装东西的时候非常的。
So we returned all the food back.
感谢赞美主。我们终于把它塞满满的。
Now we were able to move all of the food in our fridge to the church.
然后我们很快的去找了一家这个卖的很便宜的冰箱。
So we went to a store where they have discounted fridge.
所以就马上搬到我们家，把冰箱重新装好了。
We were able to replace our house's fridge.
在前天礼拜五晚上
，About last Friday, 2 days ago,
我在做晚上的这个礼拜五查经，已经到最后面了。有人问问题。
I was conducting the Friday night Bible study towards the end. Someone asked a question.
我的网路完全断掉了。
At that moment, all of a sudden, my internet started having problems.
我正想打电话的时候
，I tried to make a call.
然后发现上面写 no service，
and even my phone says that there's no service，
然后就完全没有办法打。
So I can't make a call either.
所以呢，那我就想说，那我就重新的 reboot 啊 ，reset 我的那个router modem。
So I decided to reboot the internet router.
所以呢，我就重新 plug in， 再重新这个给那个 power 的时候。
So when I reset the power，
那所有的灯都亮的，用红灯在亮。
All of the light, warning lights on the router started blinking.
In red， 红色的。那表示它坏掉了。
It's a red warning light means that there is some problem.
所以我就给它重新的 reset， 重新启动。
So I reset the router one more time.
它上面告诉我你要按十秒钟以上。
It says the instruction says that to reset that you have to press down and hold it for 10.
我按了一分钟。
So I press down and hold it for almost a minute.
还是一样。
But it didn't fix it.
所以我从礼拜五晚上一直到今天早上。
So Friday night to this morning,
我完全没有跟外界联系的方式。
I am completely out of the internet, therefore I'm in
contact. 弟兄姐妹，如果你打电话给我，牧师没办法接。
If you call me on my cell, I'm not able to answer.
你写 text， 你写这个 line 或者是微信给我，我没办法看到。
If you try to contact me through line or any kind of app, I'm not able to see it.
就连今天早上我的密码，我赶快把它改回来。
Even this morning we had some issue with Zoom because there were password.
所以这一些事情集中就在这一两个月之内发生。
All these different problems happened in the last 2 months.
所以我非常急切的跟上帝祷告。
So I started praying earnestly before the Lord.
我说主啊，我感谢你。
I said that Lord, I give you thanks.
你垂听我的祷告。
For you are a God who hears.
我一时之间有这么多的小灾难。
All of a sudden, there seems to be a lot of problem happening in my life.
我知道我的会友们应该比较没有受到太大的攻击。
I know that might mean that the family that I'm covering may have less of an issue because I'm taking most of the problem.
那另外一方面，我在今天早上将醒未醒的时候。
And there's another thing I want to share with you that this morning when I was about to wake up.
我看见一个很巨大的天使，全身盔甲。
In my vision,
yeah, it's a vision.
In my vision, I saw a very large angelic being.
And 他从天上降下来。
And he came from the heaven. He descended from heaven.
他用了一个好像那个bandage 啊，就是贴纸，他来贴我们教会的 building.
I saw that he used a bandage and to place a bandage on top of our church's building.
他是很细心的跪下来在我们教会身上这样贴。
And it looked like he was doing it very carefully with one knee down.
他是那种很大的那种天使，全身盔甲的。
This is an enormous angelic being and he has
身旁有长长一把宝剑。
He has the full armor and with a sword next to him.
所以呢，像一个意象，我看见就是我拿起那个宝剑在那边挥。
So the next vision I saw was that I took up the sword and started waving.
然后我在喊说，砍掉所有的咒诅。
And I was yelling that to cut off
all the curses.
To break all the curses.
所以这是今天早上发生的事情。
So this is the vision I saw this morning.
所以我想要跟大家来。鼓励大家。
So I want to share this as an encouragement to you.
尽管是这样，我们还是依靠我们的上帝。
Even we went through all these problems, we should still come to the Lord and depend on Him.
仇敌为什么这么样子的集中个攻击呢
？So why is there such a concentration of attack recently?
因为我们正迈向光明当中。
It's because we're moving towards the light.
复兴当中
because we're walking on the path of revival.
所以我们要重新的调整我们自己
so we need to start changing our ways.
我今天要跟大家分享的是唯一的名
this morning the message topic is the only name.
那么是在使徒行传第四章八节到十二节
it's in Acts chapter 4 verse 8 to 12
那时彼得被圣灵充满，对他们说。
Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them,
至明的官府和长老啊，倘若今日因为在残疾人身上所行的善事查问我们，他是怎么得了痊愈？
Ruler and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and are being asked how he was healed,
你们众人和以色列百姓都当知道。
Then know this, you and all the people of Israel.
站在你们面前的这个人得痊愈，是因为你们所钉十字架，神叫他从死里复活的那撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
It is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that is the man stands before you healed.
他是你们匠人所弃的石头，已成了房角的头块石头。
Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone.
除他以外，别无拯救。
Salvation is found in no one else.
因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
For there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved.
那么这一段的历史事实。
And in this historical record,
他讲了一个很重要的开始。
It's a very important beginning.
这是教会历史上第一次有人行了一件美好的善事被抓审问。
Which is that this is the first time in history that these people were caught because they were doing something good.
那么对于我们信耶稣的人来讲
，For those who are believers like you and I.
我们说这是为主做见证的好时刻。
We know that this is a moment where we can bring a good testimony of Jesus.
不是在基督信仰里面的人。
It's not just for the people who are already a believer.
他们不相信的人，他们可能认为啊，这是灾难。
It is in front of those who do not believe, because from their perspective, the non-believers, they think that this is such a disaster.
你看，这个人都被抓起来了。
They may say that, look, these people are getting rounded by the government.
他是遭受咒诅的。
They are cursed people.
就像我跟大家分享，我家发生这么多事情，但是你要从另外一个角度来看。
Just like all those different problems that happened to my house,but you and I are Christians, we need to look at it from a different perspective.
在神的眼光当中
In the eyes of God,
是神怜悯这些做官的
It is God's mercy on these authorities and rulers.
让他们有机会认识这唯一的救主
That they will have an opportunity to know the eternal God.
他们对圣经很熟悉的。
These rulers and authorities may be very familiar with the Old Testament.
但是他们有他们神学的看法。
But they have formed their own theology.
他们不承认耶稣基督是那唯一的救主。
They do not recognize that Jesus Christ is the Savior.
所以他们的眼光当中看见耶稣，他们认为耶稣是一个罪犯。
So from their perspective, they see Jesus as a criminal.
但是现在居然有人奉他的名，让这个显然生来是瘸腿的人全然医好了。
But now that they see their group of people by the Jesus name was able to make the lame man walk healed.
所以对他们来讲，这是一个很大的威胁。
So to them, they see this as a very big risk.
所以我记得圣经里面讲了一句话很有名的话
I remember there's a saying in the Bible
是哥林多前书四章二十节他说
The First Corinthians chapter 4 chapter 20 verse 4
chapter 4 verse 20因为神的国不在乎言语乃在乎全能
That the kingdom of God is not about power, but about authority.
It's not about the word, but about the.
It's not about the word. It's about authority.
It's about the power.
No, the other way around.
Yeah. 所以意思就是说，这些人知道字句。
So it means that these people know the word.
They don't have power.
But they lack authority.
他们没有这种全能可以医治人的。
They don't have the authority to heal people.
所以你也可以讲说，整件事情就是彼得在告诉他们说。
So from this event, you can see that Peter is saying to them.
这个是真实的救主。
He, Jesus Christ, is the true healer.
唯一的名。
He is the Savior and He is the only name.
可以让人得救。
That can bring healing to people.
可以让人得医治。
That they can receive healing.
所以这个整个的背景呢，就是彼得、约翰医好了一个生来是瘸腿的。
The background of this story is that Peter and John healed a man who was born lame.
但是这些守殿官还有祭司长老把他抓起来，是因为他们还有宗教治理权。
And the reason that these high priests, elders, and temple guards was able to round them up is because at the time they were still given some authority.
所以呢，在这个情况之下，彼得被抓。他并没有害怕。
Under the circumstances, even though Peter was caught, he was not afraid.
在彼得在耶稣被卖的那一夜
，But on the night when Jesus was caught,
彼得三次不认主。
Peter rejected Jesus three times.
他很害怕。
You can tell that he was very afraid then.
但是现在他居然是非常的勇敢。
But now that he's no longer afraid.
你要看到这个强烈的对比。
You can see this very strong differences, a very big difference.
到底发生了什么事情？
What had happened to Peter?
那最重要的，我个人认为就是他被圣灵充满。
So the most important difference is that Peter now was filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵充满给了他能力。
Because when he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he also received power.
就跟他否认耶稣的名三次就成了强烈的对比了。
That is the big difference between when he was afraid and denied Jesus three times.
所以弟兄姐妹，我知道我们当中有许多的人。
I know that there are many of us.
你还会害怕。
You may still be living under fear.
不管你怕什么。
And it doesn't matter what you are afraid of.
我希望你不是怕牧师。
I hope it's not because you are afraid of me.
但是上帝让你，上帝的灵来充满你的时候，你就不害怕。
When the Spirit fills you, you will no longer be afraid.
我想这是一个很重要的信息。
And this is a very important message.
我刚刚说了 ,60% 的基督徒不相信圣灵。
I mentioned that there are 60% of Christians who do not believe the work of the Holy Spirit.
这个对我来讲是一个很令人伤心的事情。
And this is a very sad fact in fact.
对我来讲还有 60% 以上的人认为耶稣不是唯一的道路。
And another 60% believe that there is more than one way.
所以我今天这个题目
so this topic this morning,
我要让你永远的记得
I want you to remember this.
你以后无论到哪里去记得耶稣是唯一的救主
No matter where you will be, Jesus Christ is the only Savior.
将来的敌基督假基督他一定会告诉你他才是真的
The AntichristAnd the pretender is going to tell you that they are real.
但是呢，我们知道只有拿撒勒人耶稣基督是真的。
But we know that there is only one true God, that is the Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
所以我们要永远记得这一件事情。
So I want you to remember this.
The second point, 第二点我想要跟大家分享的。
The second point I'd like to share is,
我们相信耶稣的名是有能力，而且是唯一的名可以得救得医治吗？
Do you believe the name of Jesus has power and is the only one that can save people?
我记得有一个小孩子问他的妈妈说，
I remember a story of a small child asking his mother.
他说：“妈妈，为什么我每次吃饭的时候，我们要感谢耶稣
？”He asked that mom, "Why do we have to give thanks every time before a meal?"
是妈妈你辛苦的准备这些餐点。
It is you who make this food.
我应该感谢你才对啊。
Shouldn't I give my thanks to you?
那为什么要谢谢 我看不见的耶稣呢？
But why do we need to give thanks to Jesus?
这个妈妈非常有智慧。
And this mom has wisdom.
她说因为耶稣保守了我。
She responded us because Jesus enabled me.
而且呢，他保护我。
And he protects me.
保护我们的家
home,
所以我可以为你做餐点、
so、that I am able to prepare a meal for you.
我要感谢他
I need to give thanks to him.
所以你也要感谢他
That's why you need to give thanks to him.
不然你吃不到我做的食物了
Otherwise you will not be able to eat the meal that I prepared.
所以在这么小的小孩子的心目当中
So in a small child's mind
他开始 就要认识这个他看不见的上帝。
This is the beginning of him get to know this Jesus Christ.
当这个小孩子渐渐在成长的过程当中，他又发现了一件事情。
As this child growing up, he found out another thing.
每当家里人有生病的时候
，Whenever there are people who are sick in the house,
他们带去看医生。
They will take the patient to the doctor.
医生开了一些的药。
And the doctor may prescribe some medication.
做了一些的测试。
And perform some tests.
然后叫他们回家吃药休息。
And ask the patient to return home, take the medicine and rest.
然后当他们病好了之后。
When their illness is recovered.
还没有去感谢那个是医生。
The patient didn't give thanks to the doctor.
这个病人感谢了我们的耶稣基督。
Instead, the patient gives thanks to the Lord.
所以这个小孩子也问同样的问题。
So this little child has the same question.
是医生医好了我们，为什么我们要感谢耶稣？
It is the doctor who help us to get help you to get well. Why is it that we need to give thanks to God?
这位有智慧的妈妈。
And this mother full of wisdom.
她说，因为耶稣基督给这个医生有智慧有知识。
He said that because God gave this doctor wisdom and knowledge.
他可以帮助你跟我得痊愈。
So that he is enabled to help you and I to get healed.
但是源头却是耶稣基督。
So the source is Jesus from Jesus.
所以我们感谢那个源头。
So we need to give thanks to the source.
他是我们的主。
He's our Lord.
他是我们的救主。
He is our Savior.
那这个救主这个字本身也是一个医治的主。
And the word healer is also, the word Savior is also healer.
所以我们要感谢我们的神。
So we need to give thanks to our God.
所以你看到这个有智慧的母亲。
So when you see this mother full of wisdom.
他从小就带领他的小朋友认识了主耶稣基督。
Even when this child was young, she brought him up to according to the ways of the Lord.
感谢主。那
With your thanks?
彼得直接陈述了耶稣所说：“哎，你们背弃的石头成了房角石。”
In the Bible, when Peter directly stated that the stone that Jesus said was rejected became a cornerstone.
那么他指出这个匠人就是工会的人。
He pointed out that this craftsman, which is are the members of the Jewish leadership.
那么蛮勇敢的，我觉得。
He's very brave, don't you think?
因为他直接指就是说，你们把他钉十字架了。
Because he pointed out openly that you are the ones who crucified him.
你们弃绝了这个石头，变成房角的头块石头。
You are the one who rejected the stone to become, and then the stone becomes a cornerstone.
那彼得他记得耶稣基督讲过这句话。
Because Peter remembered this is what Jesus said.
So 我的另外一个劝勉就是说，我们是否对神的话是这么的熟悉呢？
Another encouragement I have for you is that are you just like Peter who is familiar with the word of God?
所以当发生事情的时候，你可以怎么样？你可以知道你要用什么样子的话来回应。
So when situation happens, you know the word of God and that can be applied to the situation.
那接下来我想跟大家分享的就是拯救这个希腊字叫做 soteria。
The other message I want to share was that the word storia is a Greek term for salvation.
那很多的人对于救恩的认知是非常局限的。
Many of us have very limited understanding of the word salvation.
他们认为这个救恩就是进天国。
They may think that salvation is the fact that you can escape hell and enter into heaven.
但其实它有很多层面的认识。
But in reality, the word salvation has multiple meanings.
也有从敌人手中救出来的。
There's also a meaning of the salvation has another meaning, which is to escape from the enemy's hand.
好像挪亚洪水当中，哎，得到拯救。
Just like in the flood of Noah, that the family of Noah received salvation, escape from the water.
或是你是奴隶被捆绑当中得到拯救。
Or you may be working as a slave and you receive the salvation to be released from your slavery.
你知道在我们这个 Silicon Valley, 我们做工程师的哈。
You know that some of the engineers who work in the Silicon Valley.
当我成为一个主管的时候。
When I was a manager.
我的另外一个这个主管的朋友
，a friend of my colleague，
他说我们都是 slave drive。
And he mentioned that you and I as manager are slave drivers。
就是在这个好像就是这个督促我们的奴隶赶快做工啊。
That our job is to make sure that our under our reports.To continue to slave for the company.
为什么是这个样子呢
？Why is it like this?
因为一个工程师要抵两三个人的工作。
Because if you are an engineer here in Bay Area, that means you're doing two, three people's jobs.
从我刚开始工作的时候
，When I first started working as an engineer,
我的工作是早上九点钟，晚上六点钟一定下班的。
And when I started, my job was.Quite normal. Just it starts at 9 in the morning, and I will leave for the 6 in the morning.
我是公司最后几个人走的。
And at the time, I was already the last few people who still remain in the office.
没想到大概过了几年之后。
But a few years after,
我必须要常常加班。
That staying after hours is a normal operation.
我记得有一个管人事的经理跟我说
I remember there was an HR manager.
他说为什么你们 工程师的薪水这么高
Why is it that the company's paying an engineer such a high salary?
因为你们的工作这个 productivity 啊，就是什么那个生产能力是很高的
It's because the company expects you to have high productivity.
你们一个人要做两个人的工作
You're supposed to be doing
甚至更多
two or more people job
所以感谢赞美主
But give thanks to the Lord
因为我从被奴役当中拯救出来了
Because from that slavery I escaped
当然这是一个笑话了
我
不是说所有在做 engineer 的人都很惨我不是这个意思但是呢
Yes, they are.
yes, you are. Slave drive. 我第一次听到这个 slave drive 的时候，我很不以为然的。
The first time I heard this term, slave driver, I didn't really agree with the term.
但后来我同意了。
But later on, I do believe this is a proper term.
因为如果我不去奴役他们的话，我得自己做。
Because if I don't drive them, then I will end up doing the work.
那变得我就自己就很惨了。
I'm bringing all the work to myself.
好，得救是一个过程。
To receive salvation is actually a process.
不是一个里程碑，不是一个。
It's not a milestone.
是一个过程。
It is a process.
那另外，承受救恩，它有天使的帮助。
And another point is that to receive salvation, sometimes we receive help from angelic beings.
那救恩到最后才完整的显现出来。
It's through all these different processes and help, then at the end, salvation is revealed.
所以我谈到这个救恩这个字的时候。
So when we look at this word, the salvation,
它其实是在我们各个生活层面当中一直不断的发生了。
Its expression is in our daily life.
不是一次性，它让你进天国就算了。
It is not a one-time deal where after you receive, after you escape from hell, enter into heaven, it's complete.
所以我们这些领受救恩的人，你要持守它到底。
For you and I, we need to hold on to our salvation.
那么在腓立比书二章十二节。
So in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12.
我用当代圣经跟大家宣读哈，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这是你们当学习服从的榜样。既然当我们在你们那里的时候，你们常有一颗顺从的心，如今我不在你们那里，你们更要如此了。你们要战战兢兢的为已得到的救恩谨慎生活。
Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but how much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
那这边最重要的就是所谓的和合本的翻译，他说你要恐惧战惊，做成得救的功夫。
So one of the translations says that you have to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
那我们如果只读和合本的时候呢，你会感觉到很害怕。
So maybe when you read this Bible verse using that translation, you might feel fearful.
什么叫做 work out your salvation?
What does it mean to work out your salvation?
做成得救的功夫。
How do you work out your
salvation? 这个神学的问题就是说，难道我们的救恩是需要我们去尽力吗？
That the theological question is that do we need to work on our salvation?
还是这都应该是耶稣基督做成的呢？
I thought this is salvation is something that Jesus Christ accomplished for us.
所以在我们读当代圣经的时候呢，他这里说为已经得到的救恩谨慎生活。
So that in one translation it says that for the salvation that you have already received, you need to live out carefully.
Yes. 所以所以这个 work out 哈，我们常常到健身房去健身 work out。
Some of you may go to a gym to work out.
那么对你得到的救恩呢，你要常常保持你的 work out 的 status， 就是你的救恩的状态。
So the salvation you have received, we also need to continue to maintain it, the state of salvation.
就是你到健身房去 work out.
And how do you do that? Just like in the gym, you work out, and in our daily life, we need to maintain it.
所以你的救恩的状态要保持一个最佳的状态。
So the state of salvation that you are already on, we need to continue to maintain it.
谨慎生活。
And we need to do it with fear and trembling.
所以下一次如果有人在说，哎呀，我只要希望将来进天国，得就好了。
And you may hear some people saying that, well, for my belief, I only care about entering into heaven.
那你就要告诉他说，得救是一个过程。
Then you should share the truth with them, which is that salvation is a process.
而且我们要为得到的救恩谨慎生活。
And the salvation you receive, we need to live out carefully.
那么另外要跟大家分享，得救的希腊文的动词叫做 sozo。
And there's another word for salvation in Greek. It's called sozo.
这个字呢是非常有意思的字。
This is a very interesting word.
这个字可以翻译成救恩。
Because you can translate this word as salvation.
也可以翻译成医治痊愈。
But you can also translate it to healed or healing.
那么你在读到他这一句话的时候，
So when you read this sentence,
那你要同时想到你得救跟得医治是一体的两面。
You should think of salvation as the same as healed, and in fact, there are one coin with two faces.
所以这个瘸腿的人得医治， 就等于是他得救的意思。
So in another word, when this lame person received his healing, you can think of it that he's also received salvation.
因为我们刚才读的第十二节，除他以外，别无 soteria， 哦 ，soteria， 因为在天下人间没有别的名，我们可以靠着收走。
Because the Bible verse that we read earlier in Acts chapter 4 verse 12 is that there is no other name under the heaven given to mankind by which we are saved. So,
所以这个得救意思，其实彼得他要意思就是说，除了得救之外，他还得医治了。
So what Peter meant here is that salvation is not just to be saved, but also to be healed.
所以这位得医治的瘸腿的，他很高兴的，对不对？他就跳跃着啊，在那边赞美我们的主。
You have read in the Bible the lame man after receiving the healing, he was testifying joyfully.
所以他意思就是说他得救了，他得医治了。
And what this expression is that he received healing, he received salvation.
所以。最后一点要跟大家分享的就是我们可以靠着得救的亚兰文的翻译。
So there's another Aramaic translation of the word salvation.
我们必须经历这一位赐生命者。
Which is that we must experience the life giver.
我很喜欢这个翻译。
I really like the Aramaic translation of the word.
因为它不是在一个字句上面的理解。
Because this translation is not just an understanding from the grammatical term.
它是告诉我们说，你必须要跟这个赐生命者有经历。
It's talking about that you must have an interaction, an experience with a life giver.
我觉得这是我们很多当代信耶稣的人缺乏的。
So I believe that many modern Christians do not receive this type of salvation.
60% 的人不相信圣灵。
Because 60% of people do not believe the existence of the Holy Spirit.
但当他们有这个经历的时候，他们就知道不一样了。
But when you experience God, you must have also experienced the Holy Spirit, and they know that they should know that the Holy Spirit is true.
Yes. 所以啊，或是我们。同样的这个翻译呢、另外一个亚兰文的意思就是说我们要领受生命的盟约。
So、another Aramaic translation is that we must receive the covenant of life.
这是你得到拯救的意思，就是领受生命的盟约。
So another way of seeing salvation, another way of understanding salvation is that you must receive the covenant of life.
这个对我们来讲也是一件很重要的意思。
This has a very important meaning to you and I.
因为如果你把它看作是一个盟约的话，
Because if you see salvation as a covenant,
上帝绝对不会打破。
But you know that God will not break this covenant.
会打破的是我们人。
And only people may break covenant.
就是因为神不会打破，所以你有信心，你愿意继续追求。
So、in the covenant, you should have faith that because God will not change the covenant, that we will be in continue to be in the covenant.
这就是为什么我们常常要领圣餐。
And、that's why that we share communion to remember this covenant.
因为我们要重新的归回。
Because we need to return to God.
因为他是天下人间唯一的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Because he is the only name under heaven given to mankind in which we must be saved.
而且我们可以经历他的。
And also, he is someone that we can experience.
所以我们以下有三个应用。
And there are three applications that I'd like to share with you.
彼得如何被圣灵充满？
How was Peter filled with the Holy Spirit?
因为在路加福音21:15，耶稣有应许。
So in Luke chapter 21:15,
因为我必赐给你们口才智慧，是你们一切敌人所敌不住、搏不倒的。
For I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversary will be able to resist or contradict.
因为耶稣就是在跟他们讲说，如果你们被抓了，被抓到公会上面了，或是被抓到君王面前。
So what Jesus was saying that if you were ever caught and bound before the kings or the rulers of the Jewish,
你们不要害怕，我一定赐给你口才的。
Do not be afraid, because I will give you the words to say.
在马太福音十章二十节。
In Matthew 10:20,
耶稣也讲同样的话。
Jesus said the same thing.
他说：“我父的灵必在你的里面说话。”
For it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking to you.
所以，当一个基督徒被抓了之后
，So when a Christian is bound,
耶稣基督亲口讲
，Jesus said that
父的灵。会在你里面说话。
The spirit of your father will speak through you.
在路加福音这些是耶稣他自己会在你里面说话。
And in Luke chapter 21, you see that it was Jesus who will speak through you.
所以当彼得约翰被抓了之后，我相信他们当天晚上就拼命祷告。
So I'm sure that when Peter and Paul was caught, they were praying earnestly.
主啊，你要让我有口才。
Please give me the words to say. They might pray.
给我智慧。
Give me wisdom.
是敌人抵挡不住的。
And this is something that the adversary will not be able to resist or contradict.
所以这个结果就是我们刚刚今天读的这一段话。
So the end result is what we have just read last.
彼得不再害怕。
That Peter was no longer afraid.
他直接指出你们就是杀害耶稣基督的匠人们。
He directly pointed out that you are the Jewish leader who crucified Jesus.
那耶稣正是奉他的名让这个人瘸腿得医治。
And that by the name of Jesus Christ, they were able to make the lame man heal.
他是天下人间唯一的名可以这样做的。
The only name under the heaven that you are able to use it by to do such miracle.
第二点就是说，耶稣说没有别的名我们可以靠着得救，就认定了耶稣是弥赛亚。
The second point is that Peter declares that there are no other name in which we can be saved except Jesus Christ.
所以，包括未来的敌基督、假基督。
So in the future, we know that there will be Antichrist and false Christ.
他们所说的不管是什么样子好听的理由，只有耶稣拉撒勒人耶稣基督是真的。所以我们要特别认识到这一点。第三，彼得在这一个庭上的回答是很大胆的。
And the third point is that Peter spoke boldly when he was in the court.
那么他除了指出公会就是定死耶稣基督的凶手之外
，Not only he directly pointed out that the Jewish leader was the one responsible for the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
他其实也在告诉他们说，你们要得救也唯一有一个方法。
He was also pointing out that for them to receive salvation, there is also just one way.
就是信靠耶稣基督。
Which is to believe in Jesus Christ.
我们今天面对那一些对我们信仰持敌对态度的人
，To face the people that do not agree with what we believe in.
我们要给他们机会知道信耶稣是他们唯一的出路。
We should respond that belief in Jesus Christ is the only way.
不管我们今天，我们每一个家庭都在面对一些家里面特别的事情。
It could be that in your family you're facing some difficult situation.
你永远要记得一件事情。
I want you to remember this.
彼得这一段话面对那一些杀害耶稣基督的凶手。
That when Peter spoke boldly before the murderer of Jesus Christ.
彼得还给他们知道他是唯一拯救的救主。
that he shared with them that Jesus Christ is the only Savior.
我们不管如何，在耶稣基督大能的拯救之下。
No matter what, in the power of Jesus Christ, salvation.
任何的人都有机会回转。
Anyone can return to Jesus.
所以你要祷告的就是说，上帝啊，你的恩典要临到某一个人。
So what you want to pray is that, Lord, I ask for your mercy to come upon this person.
因为只有上帝可以拯救他。
Because there's only one way of salvation, which is through Jesus Christ.
在基督教的历史上面有一个非常有名的人，就是在第四世纪的时候有一个人名叫做奥古斯丁。他是一个黑人，他是一个基督教历史上非常有名的，他有一个很敬虔的母亲。
He has a faithful mother.
常常为他祷告。
Who prays for him all the time.
一直祷告。从来不放弃。
And he's never given up on him.
因为奥古斯丁在认识神之前是一个浪荡子。
Because before Augusta returned to Jesus, he used to be a wild person.
他有很多女朋友。
He has a lot of wild private life.
女朋友一直换，同居的也不少。
But he has a very wild private life.
那么他在这个整个的过程当中呢
？And in this process,
他有一天，他在一个非常独特的有一天下午。
And one afternoon.
他看见地上有一本打开的圣经。
He saw a Bible that was open on the ground.
那个圣经打开里面有一句话。
And when he opened up the Bible that was open on the ground, he saw a word.
那是在罗马书十三章有一篇有一节圣经。
So that is in Rome chapter 13.
他那一天不知道为什么圣经突然就打开到那一章。
We don't know why that Bible that was open was has opened and landed on Rome chapter 13.
就是在第十二节十三节。
In verse 12 and 13.
他说黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们当脱去暧昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。
The night is nearly over, the day is almost here, so let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light.
行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增进嫉妒。
Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in carousing or drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy.
他的母亲每一天为他祷告。
His mother prays for him daily.
没有放弃过。
He never gave up on him.
但是就是在那一天下午，地上一本书打开，他捡起来一看，就看到这一节圣经。
And on that one afternoon, when he saw the Bible that was open, it was open to this Bible verse.
他整个人改变了。
He changed completely.
又是这一两节圣经，两节圣经改变了他。
He was completely changed because of these two Bible verses.
后来。他再也不跟那同居的女人同住了。
He left his immorality.
那么有一天在街上碰到这个同居的女人。
Even one day when he was on the street, he met this woman that he used to live together.
那个女人说：“回来吧。
”And the woman asked him to please come back to me.
那个奥古斯丁跟他讲说：“你以前认识的那个已经死了。”
Augusta tells him that the man that he used to know had died.
我已经不是以前的我了。
I'm not him.
所以我们在看见这件事情的时候，你要知道，奥古斯丁在整个第四纪之后，对于基督教历史是非常有深远的影响。
from knowing that this is this from knowing the encounter that our gospel has gone through, you have to recognize how what a big impact he will be. Because in the 4th century, he has created many, he was a, has a great influence in the Christian history.
所以就因为他一个虔诚的母亲每天为他祷告。
It's all because that he has a faithful mother who prays for him.
我相信他的祷告就是承认耶稣是唯一的救主。
I believe that his mother's prayer is to is for him to recognize that Jesus is the only savior.
只要耶稣的手在那个人身上,
if Jesus' hand is on that person,
那个人非得要改变不可,
that person will surely.
所以我们祷告是说你的恩典要在那个人的身上。
So when we pray, we like we want I would like you to pray like this. Lord, let your mercy on this person. Bring your mercy on this person.
我们教会曾经发生过一件事情, 我想跟大家最后分享。
I want to last share with you that there is a situation that happened in our church house.
在我们大概 2005年、2006年的时候,
in about 2005 and 2006,
我刚刚来我们教会,
I just joined this church at the time.
我们那个时候有一个老姐妹 Sarah,
we had a very dear sister Sarah.
她现在已经不在我们当中聚会,
and she's no longer worshiping here with us.
但是她那个时候有一个很美的见证,
but she has a beautiful testimony that I'd like to share with you.
她嫁了一个菲律宾老公,
she married a Filipino man.
这位菲律宾先生呢, 得了癌症,
and his her husband had cancer.
这个是 淋巴癌第四期,
and this is the
淋巴癌是什么东西？淋巴癌。哦，淋巴癌。淋巴癌。第四期了。所以呢，他有一个地方，因为淋巴癌比较多，医生要打开，想要把它除掉。
And there is a place where the doctor wants to have surgery to remove the cancer.
医生打开之后，发觉癌细胞就扩散到其他地方了。
But when he went to operation, the doctor discovered that the cancer has already spread.
所以他又重新把它缝合起来。
So they just put him, they did not continue the surgery, and they just take him out.
然后告诉 Sarah 说,
and told Sarah that,
回家准备后事吧。
That you should take your husband home to care for his death.
不晓得他还有多久的时刻,
because I'm afraid that he's not going to live very long.
我的医生已经没有办法,
there's nothing that I can do surgically to save his life.
那个时候我们的 Sarah 老姐妹做见证,
so then Sarah had a testimony.
她说,医生你说不行, 我等我的老板说不行,
Sarah said that the doctor may have already made the verdict that he's not going to live long, but until my boss, which is God, says that he's not going to live, I'm going to trust the Lord.
所以她回去就拼命祷告。So
when she returned home, she started praying earnestly.
And 神迹发生,
and a miracle happened.
过了大概几个礼拜,
about a few weeks after that surgery,
她又回去跟医生检测。
Sarah took her husband back to do a re-examination.
他们这个做那个 血液测试,
when they did the blood test,
她发现到那个癌细胞不见了。
The doctor discovered that the cancer cells has already gone.
或者应该讲说她已经到达了正常的水准。
Or in other words, to look at it, that the number shows that it's back to the normal.
所以他们医生就很惊奇,
and the doctor was very amazed.
他说你到底吃了什么东西?
Well, did you take any medicine?
Sarah一直说是上帝医治的。
And Sarah said that no, it's God who gave him.
所以他史丹佛医生, 史丹佛医院,
and this is a Stanford hospital that they went to,
派了一队的医务人员,
so even sent a team of medical experts,
跑到他家做了一天的研究,
and went to his house to check him out thoroughly.
他说你一定家里种了什么植物，吃了什么东西。
It's possible that you may have something special grown in your house or it's your special diet.
所以我们要彻底研究。我们从来没见过这样的事情。
Because we've never seen anything like it.
这不可能发生的事情。
That is impossible for it to happen.
那 Sarah 一直讲说是 My God, he is my husband.
And all Sarah could say is that it's my God who killed my husband.
我的神医治了我的先生，但是他们不信，他们来做了一整天。
So the medical experts stayed at Sarah's house all day to do research.
最后他们的结论是没有结论。
And their conclusion is that there is none.
所以他们也不知道发生什么事情。
They still don't know what had happened.
但 Sarah 说：“哎，我知道。”
And but Sarah said that I know what happened.
后来他的先生呢，过了一年。
About a year after the surgery.
他因为另外一个情况就上天堂了。
And he passed away a year after that, but it's not due to cancer.
那个时候 Sarah 很伤心的跟我说
Sarah was very sad, she told me.
她说他们菲律宾人、哦、非常热情
She said that Filipinos are very passionate people.
他们看到我的先生好了之后
When they saw my husband was healed,
他就带他去做 cruise.
They took him to take cruise.
大吃大喝
And have all kinds of
7天
About 7 days.
回来之后
After he came back,
他就倒了结果他的是头这边长了一个瘤。
So the cause of death was that he had a tumor on his head.
所以呢，医生把那个肿瘤拿掉了。
After the doctor removed his tumor.
我还记得我到他家去。
I remember I went to his home.
还为他的先生祷告。
And I prayed for her husband.
我的手放在他的头上面。
I put my hand on where the tumor is.
他的头是凹一块。
There is actually a lump.
我记得很清楚。
And I remember that.
我在想说，主啊，这个是你神迹是救的人。
And I pray to God that Lord, this is a man that you have saved because that you have saved through miracle.
求你再救他一次。
And I ask that you save him one more time.
但是来不及了。
But he was not healed.
所以再过几个礼拜他就过世了。但是我们不能够否认一件事情，他的淋巴癌真的好了。
But what we cannot refute was that even the doctor declared that he is free of lymphoma cancer.
所以在我们神迹似的有得医治之后啊，千万记得不要去大吃大喝。
Miraculously, please do not abuse your body.
这个是一件很重要的提醒。
This is a very important reminder.
OK, 我们做个祷告，好，感谢。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we give you thanks.
你是唯一的名可以让我们得医治得救的。
You are the only name from which we can receive salvation.
我们求主在我们教会当中。
I ask the Lord to be for you to be in our midst in our church.
我们当中有很多的人需要你的神迹奇事。
Many of us need your miracle, need your work.
我们求主发生在我们教会里面。
We ask that the Lord for you to happen in this church.
让我们教会经历你。
So that we may experience you.
经历你这位大能的神
so that we can experience the great, powerful God.
我们不放弃的祷告
and we do not pray, and we pray unceasingly.
我们求主祝福我们每一位
and we ask the Lord to bless everyone here.
奉耶稣基督圣名祷告
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.